Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sunday Skate with Scott McLaughlin, Andrew Razor Raycroft, and Bridget Prue on WEEI.
You don't talk about the goalie too much in a 5-1 win, but how instrumental was Linus today?
He was our best player. Wasn't close. He was really good. Glad he's still a Bruin.
That's Bruins coach Jim Montgomery after Saturday's 5-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Going out of his way to make mention of the fact that he is glad Linus Ullmark is still a Bruin, obviously referencing all the trade rumors that had surfaced.
Yeah, but is it even just referencing the trade rumors, or is it like referencing something he knew to be true? Like, sure, he could have gotten that from like the outside noise, but like maybe he knew something on the inside as well. Like, he probably.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, obviously, he has more information than we do.
Yeah, because he's not just on Twitter, like, talking about what people were saying on Twitter. Like, he knows how close it was, potentially, to happening.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it is worth noting that we played the clip earlier when I asked Ullmark about, you know, did he care to comment on reports that he had utilized his no-trade clause. He didn't answer. He just said he's glad to still be a Bruin. Don Sweeney didn't confirm anything either when he talked on Friday after the deadline.
Which GMs don't.
No.
They don't get into that. You're a reporter, you have to ask the question, but they're not going to say, oh yeah, you know, this was actually who we wanted to have, but we couldn't do it. Like, they don't answer like that.
Right. Every now and then from the tell with Sweeney or with Cam Neely is like, if you ask them about a contract situation or, you know, you're making any progress with this player, like if they say like, we're optimistic that we're going to get something done, that kind of means like they are actually moving towards something. And by the way, he was asked about reports of Jeremy Swayman, because there's been reports that he's working towards an extension. There's been numbers thrown out there, you know, long-term, like 8 years, potentially $7 million a year. You know, nothing really concrete there. And Sweeney sort of danced around that as well and said, you know, that, as he said before, they want to get a deal done with Swayman. He said they want to get it done long before they get to where things ended up last summer, which
I don't think Swayman will allow that
yeah.
to get that far.
which was obviously a contentious arbitration hearing that resulted in a one-year deal. So Swayman does need another new contract before next season. It seems like they're going to get something done. I don't know that it's as imminent as maybe, you know, some people have said, but I do think it'll get done long before we have to talk about, oh my God, is this going to go to arbitration again? I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and the other person we've been talking about, well, are we going to see them traded or extended at or around the trade deadline, was Jake DeBrusk. And he has no extension either, so he's a pending free agent. And last time his name came up in rumors at the deadline was when he got the extension. So I feel like both of those guys it made sense to extend them right around this time. I know now that the dust is settled a little bit for the deadline, maybe that's the next course of action to get those things done.
We'll see. Or do they take it to the end with DeBrusk and see how he finishes out this season and see if he can earn, you know, what he probably wants to get paid on his next contract. If he finishes strong and has a good playoffs, yeah, I think they're absolutely going to be open to keeping him. If
maybe you extend him now for a lesser price.
If that's an option. But if you're, I guess it depends on like what Jake DeBrusk's attitude is towards that. Does he want to do that because he just wants a new contract and he wants to know where he is and he wants to stay here? Or does he want to bet on himself to finish strong, have a good postseason, and make more money? Because this, DeBrusk at his age, where he is in his career, for most guys, like, this is where you get your biggest payday of your career. And that might not happen with him if he goes quiet down the stretch. Like, he might have to settle for less money, maybe shorter term, but a strong finish puts that kind of contract back in play where he can get, whether it's here or elsewhere, some long-term security and a nice raise. But right now, it would be hard to give him that. Now, he's played well recently. Worth noting, goal and assist for him on Saturday. I think he's got 6 points in his last four games. So maybe this is the start of that heater where, you know, this next month leading up to the playoffs, he plays some of his best hockey. That's what you're hoping if you're both the Bruins and Jake DeBrusk, for sure.
Well, I talked to Mr. DeBrusk this week when he was in town for the Oilers game, and I asked him if he had any more of those coupons to give him, because when he brought that coupon out, it said goal and assist, or he has to do 20 push-ups, and he got in a goal and assist, and Mr. DeBrusk said, I'm saving them for the playoffs. So he said, I got a drawer full of them. I'm going to give them during the playoffs. So got to get that motivation for him. It was a little bit awkward that game on Tuesday against the Oilers when his dad was in town for the broadcast, because that was when a lot of moves were happening, and I was just thinking, wow, this would be really bad if I think a trade gets announced and DeBrusk is out, because that was the same day the Lindholm stuff popped up.
Yep.
And his dad was in the building. I was like, this would be an uncomfortable situation if Jake DeBrusk gets traded and his dad's here and this, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. He was, like you said, he was rumored to be part. Kevin Weeks threw it right out there and suggested that basically the three main pieces of that, well, there would have been a lot more pieces, I should say, but would have been players would have been Gensel to Vancouver, Elias Lindholm to Boston, Jake DeBrusk to Pittsburgh. Obviously didn't happen, and DeBrusk is still here. So I teased that I had a take on the goalie rotation, so I want to pay that off before
almost here. So.
Yeah, so we will definitely get his reaction as well, but before we get to our next break, I got to get this out there. If both goalies play well down the stretch, and you just kind of went through a stretch where Swayman and Ullmark were both struggling a little bit after All-Star break. They have now both picked it up recently and have played well recently. If they are playing well down the stretch, keep the rotation in the playoffs. I thought that's what they should have done last year. I think it's what they should do now. Now, listen, if one of them's struggling and one's playing great, then yeah, you ride the hot hands. Like, duh. But if they're both playing well, all along you've said this is the strength of your team, this is how it's built, you rotate them. Don Sweeney this week said he thinks the rotation helps both of them because it keeps them fresh and they push each other. Keep it going in the playoffs. I think it was a mistake.
It takes pressure off. I feel like the Bruins were dealing with so much pressure last year. Everybody felt like they needed to be the guy. Like they all felt like they needed to do a lot. And when you have a rotation, you're sharing the load rather than feeling like you have to, you know, all the pressure's on you. I think it helps.
Yeah, and
but let's get these thoughts out before Razor gets here and totally disagrees with what we're saying.
Right, which I know he thinks the rotation is tough to do in the playoffs, and
I'm sure he's listening in his car right now.
We'll let him explain why. But for me, it's if you have something that's working in the regular season and you haven't done the other thing, don't change it up for the playoffs. Like last year was mind-boggling to me because it was like last year Allmark and Swayman were obviously even better than they've been this year. Allmark wins the Vezina. Swayman was awesome too. They were historically great, like in terms of the goaltending and the Bruins got last year. It was historic. And a big part of that was that you had one of them fresh every game, just going back and forth. And then you get to the playoffs and you try to ride Allmark, who has never been a workhorse goalie for a deep playoff run, and neither has Swayman. So it's not like you can say, like, oh, well, he's done it before, so, you know, of course we trust him to. Neither one of them has done it before. What they have done for the last two seasons and even part of the season before that is they've rotated, and they've had a lot of success doing it. And I think there's going to be – at some point there are going to be more teams that rotate in the playoffs anyways because it is now the norm in the regular – like a lot of teams rotate now in the regular season, whether it's strict every other game or – you know, maybe someone gets a couple starts in a row, but on the whole, it balances out to 50-50 or 55-45. Someone's going to be bold enough to do it in the playoffs at some point, and it's going to work, and you're going to see the dam break. Why should that team not be the Bruins? Like, they have this luxury of riches at the position that other teams don't have. Why not use that in the playoffs? Why try this same thing that didn't work last year?
Yeah. No, that's the thing is now that you do have both of them coming back, you didn't trade Allmark. You have to find a way to maximize your use of him too. So to me, it makes so much sense, but there are the people, like the more old school people that just really, they don't, I feel like they're closed-minded to the idea. Like just, you, no matter how much like people argue that with all of these things that make sense, it's like, no, this is just not how we do it. It's not how we do it. We're not gonna change. And so you saw last season that there was this hesitancy to do it based on the history of the league and what playoff contenders have done in the past. But they had the perfect opportunity to do it last year. And I think they're set up for the same thing this season. And I'm with you again. The fact that they have both of them, you have to use them both. That's what I think. And Razor's going to get here and say that's not good for, you know, the mentality going in. But if that's been your mentality the whole season, then I don't see why that changes, like, during the playoffs. And that's another thing that it could take pressure off you, where it's like, okay, we're not looking at this in a different way. We're not trying something different. Like, this is what worked. And sticking with something that worked during the regular season can make you feel more comfortable. Just, it's in the back of your mind that you know it already worked.
Right. It's what they're used to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And again, I'm not saying you have to stick with it the entire postseason, even if one of them's struggling. If one's struggling and one's playing great, fine. And the rotation. Ride the hot hand. I'm saying to start.
Oh, here he is.
We got Razor.
Oh, I was listening. I was trying. My Prius couldn't go fast enough.
Because it's like, let's get these thoughts out before he gets here and totally disagrees with us.
No. Just a little disagree.
How'd she do? How'd your daughter do?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Overtime win. 3-2.
There we
scored,
go.
Scored 6-on-5, 2 to tie it up. That's why I'm so late. literally, the overtime was 3-on-3. It went like 12 minutes to 4-on-3 kill. Like it was hilarious. It was so much fun. So
All right.
I've got a final now. Who cares?
We got a lot to get Razor to react to. Deadline.
The fact that I almost ran him over this week.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, the fact that Bridget almost
killed
him.
That's how fast. You were going faster in the parking lot than I was just going on the Mass Pike, by the way.
All right, but we do have to catch a break, so we got Razor in now, coming back after. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Text in 37937. Bridget has you trending, and we'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Non-stop hockey talk. It's Sunday Skate on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Welcome back to Sunday Skate. I'm Scott McLaughlin with Bridget Prue, and now with Razor as well. Razor, so daughter's team won, right?
Yes. Big victory, huge victory. Finals later today. So goalie Juliet stood on her head. Overtime win. So it was great. So
and your daughter scored
today. Yep, it was great. It was awesome.
You said the
great
finals today.
Finals is 1:30. So back to the rink right after this. Never
busy
ends.
Day. It's all
never
hot.
Ends.
Hockey all day.
Yeah.
Of course.
All weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of here and I'm driving to Lowell to broadcast the PWHL game. So.
There you go. Big day.
More hockey for
got?
Me too. New York.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I got to watch a big Manchester City Liverpool game. So.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Hockey,
that
Scott.
Is definitely
that is...
a big one. Yeah. That is definitely huge.
All right, so let's get Razor's reaction on a couple different topics, but Razor, where do you want to start? What's your overwhelming, whether it's deadline, takeaways, state of the team, or the goalie rotation discussion?
What did we say that made you angry? Start
no,
there.
No, and you know, well, what it was the combination of Swayman's extension, 7 years, $8 million, and then Linus being possibly asked to move clause, then the rotation in the playoffs, and then trying to figure out who your goalie is in the summer. So how do you give someone who rotates in the playoffs a $7 million contract? That seems very difficult to me to do that. So how do you trade a guy if he's your goalie rotating in the summer as well? So I think I just, and then the other thing was, and this is the big one though. This is the big one because if one goalie's struggling, one goalie's hot in the playoffs, of course you're not going to rotate. But how long do you let that play out? 2 games? Basically, because two games. So two. So you're going. Yep. So you're down 3-1 in the first round by going through the rotation twice. And that one goalie played really bad twice, and that's why you're down 3-1.
Well, no,
that hurt the coaches. That's the issue. Is that you want us? You say the rotation until someone struggles, but we saw that last year where if you struggle for 4 days, you're out. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, if you ended up down 3-1, that means someone's lost twice, so they're done. Then you're riding the other guy.
But then 3-1's but what if you're down 2-1 and the guy who played the really bad game has to go back in for game 4 and you do that and you lose 3-1 and you lose to go down 3-1 and then you the thing about going back to last season, right, is they were up 3-1. That was basically like the worst case scenario if you're a goalie rotation, goalie changer type person, because they were up 3-1. And then they lost two games, and they're like, oh, boy, that's worst-case scenario. Typically, a series is going to go 2-2, or you're at 2-1, and it's this was 3-1, and it was kind of the worst-case scenario if you're a person who wants to say rotation works or it doesn't work, because you couldn't take him out at that point. Like, the hindsight that they were going to actually take Linus out after he played amazing in Florida at 3-1, it doesn't.
For me, the big second guess last year was going into game 6 after Allmark loses game 5
in overtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a mistake.
Yeah.
On him.
Oh man, Sean McDonough yesterday said Linus Allmark great puck movement, and it just flashed in my mind that, like, I literally had a flashback to
imagine that though, right? Like, and we're saying that in hindsight, but imagine being a coach and having your Vezina Trophy winning goaltender up 3-2 after making one bad play, one puck handling play, not even a goal that he like gave up from center ice, and making
but
that decision.
Like,
so it's easy for us to do it.
He hadn't been regular season Allmark to that point in the series.
He was really good in 3 and 4. He was really good in game 3 and 4.
But I think in my mind, it wasn't just the one mistake in game 5. I thought he was a little off that whole game. I thought 1 and 2, he was okay. Game 6 to me is when I would have made the switch. And I'm whether it was on here or on the skate pod, like, you could find me going back and saying that. So that's not revisionist history for me, at least.
And if he really was dealing with an injury, then that makes the case stronger that maybe you should have made the move earlier. But are you surprised at all, Razor, that it seemed as close as it was for the Allmark deal, and that maybe the only thing stopping it was the fact that it was one of his 16 teams he wasn't willing to go to?
It seems, yeah, and this it sounds like that's exactly what happened. There's a lot of smoke on that one. And listen, that's collectively bargained. That's the player's prerogative. You have that in your contract for this exact reason, and you can choose to facilitate. I'm always, as a former player, I want the player to have as much power, I guess, as possible. So certainly is prerogative to do that. I am interesting, I guess interesting what would have came back and what the whole play was. That would be what I would really want to know. Was it to set up another deal? Was it just a straight up deal? Was it to open up cap? That I'm sure we will never know. But it is interesting. It's a very dramatic story. One I don't think I certainly didn't expect to get to chat about.
How awkward is that conversation when your GM comes in, calls you, says, hey, would you go to LA? Like, we're trying to get rid of you.
Yeah, no. But listen, and I think as player, you always kind of feel like everyone's trying to get rid of you. Like, it's kind of part of the deal, especially from a young age. It's like you either play well or they're getting rid of you. So that is certainly awkward. I'm sure a little uncomfortable. And of course, uncomfortable in like thinking about it and making that decision and feeling both sides, both as a general manager, as a team, and as a player, and so yeah, I'm sure it's a but that can go away really quick. We saw that. Yes, I thought his mental toughness through all of that was very good yesterday. And it essentially goes away once we turn off the air here this afternoon. Like, they have a game tomorrow night, and then we're off and running. I don't think we're really going to look back at this until the summertime.
Sometimes, this is just like, I don't know if maybe other people, I think a lot of people think of it this way. Sometimes when you're in a job and you feel underappreciated, it makes you work harder. Like, I've had different situations where I've had a boss be like, you did terrible that game. And then the next game I come out and I'm like angry and I do really well. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's what we were seeing from him. And sometimes you're just like, okay, I'm going to show you exactly why you didn't want to move me, like why you shouldn't have wanted to get rid of me.
And I would, it's like when I asked you guys what it was like relief, when you guys say relief, I this probably didn't just happen the day before the deadline. That this has probably been kicking around a little bit longer than all of us knew about, and all of us, so I think we kind of saw that as well, where it's, you know, that relief, and now I just get to play and we'll deal with everything else going forward. So
yeah, and he said he talked to Bergeron about it, like how to deal with the noise of it. And he said Charlie McAvoy texted him after the fact that he didn't get traded, like, tells you that his teammates knew he was going through something and you know, needed a little bit of extra support.
Sure, yeah, guys would have known what was going on. And again, everybody, it's just what it is. Like, I know it's like a simple cliche, simple, you know, kind of ridiculous answer, but it's really is true that, and you just said it, coach yells at you. All of these guys are typically motivated by that. You don't get to the NHL by sulking about something that someone said to you or did something, because you've been beaten down since the age of 11 over these things at this point. And it's the natural selection of getting to the NHL are the ones that are mentally tough enough to just play hockey. So yeah. I think this deadline, and we saw it this week, I think we saw it all week from this group, that this needed to go away. The deadline is beneficial for them to go away, and they're only going to get better from this. And it was a huge week for them. The Leafs twice, that game against Edmonton, they were awesome.
Well, you're right about the Leafs fans, what they must think about the Bruins.
Oh, yeah, no.
They got it handed to them twice this week. And you have, like, I wish that I had, you know, Canadian TV. I don't watch the, like, their talk shows in the morning. Well, know that they're freaking out.
On Friday, I was, like, listening to some Toronto radio, both because of the deadline, because I knew, like, they'd be talking about it, but also because Bruins had just beat them for the second time in a week. And yeah, like it is great to
hear that. They're resigned to the fact.
Which, that right now, that's your first round matchup if the season ended today, and I expect that is what it'll be. Like
I
think the Panthers are probably gonna win the division. They've been playing better. I know it's only 1 point, so that could go the other way. But Toronto has a pretty sizable lead over the wild card teams for third place, even despite, you know, their tough week. So,
no one will ever say they want, like, no coach or player will ever say, oh, we want this team, because it can come back to bite you. No one says it, but I think that Boston would rather draw Toronto than, just based on the season series, than a lot of the other teams out there.
You do have to guard against thinking that you have something on them. Like, Brad Marchand was asked about this after Thursday's game, and he made it very clear and, like, was borderline indignant about it, where he was like, no, regular season doesn't mean anything. Like, we don't have anything on them. It's totally different come the playoffs. Like, we better not think that. So that's what the Bruins mindset is going to have to be if that is the matchup. But, you know, for us, we can sit here and say, like, matchup wise, it does look like they have Toronto's number.
And Razor, it looked like that was one of the most physical, like, Toronto brought the physicality out of Boston. They brought something out of them that we've seen missing through different portions of the season.
It certainly did. They did. That game did. That night did. I think having the 11 group in the building and around certainly charged everybody up a little bit more. I think they, part of that matchup you talk about is being physical against Toronto. And Toronto, to their credit, pretty much responded to that physicality, at least their bottom half of the lineup and their defense. You know, I didn't see Austin Matthews at all. Bertuzzi showed why he was wanted here last year, and why, like, he will be a difficult in the playoffs. We saw how good he was for the Bruins last year in the first round. He will be difficult in the first round for the Bruins. I think you can say that. You look at everybody who the Bruins could play, as, you know, all the way down to the Washington Capitals, right? Just go break all the scenarios. Washington, Islanders, Detroit, Tampa, Philly, or Toronto. We really open up six teams. Those are the ones all of those matchups feel better than what the Florida Panther matchup was last season in the first round. Yeah, I feel like I can say that. That certainly doesn't mean that they can't lose to Toronto in six games. I mean, Toronto, that power play gets cooking. Matthews starts scoring. Marner, like, if those big guys go, they can be very formidable. They added a little bit of sandpaper. I love the fact the Bruins added Maroon. That just negates Reeves from running around and giving the extra face wipes on a nightly basis. It just negates that enough. And I think that's a direct, like, Pat Maroon to me is directly correlated to playing the Maple Leafs in the first round and the Florida Panthers in the second round, for that matter.
Think about who he would be against in Florida.
Like, now he gets to run around a little bit in Florida. If we want to go all the way to there, which we can do because we're on talk radio, you play that series, he gets to face wash Nick Cousins every single shift he's out on the
Cousins,
ice. And just gets right, like, no one can touch him on Florida. No one can fight him. No one can handle him.
We've seen that a little bit with that Florida. Like, I think of the game earlier this year where they were trying to get revenge on McAvoy and clearly seeking him out. And eventually Forbert drops the gloves with, I'm blanking on who it was, but that kind of put an end to it. Like, that sort of really quieted that game down. Because it's like Florida wants to me, they strike me as like a team that wants to push it to a certain extent, get under your skin after the whistle, hit on the forecheck, but if you start to push back, like, you can quiet them down. Like, I don't think they just keep taking it to another level. I think if you push back, like, it gets their attention.
But in the playoffs, it's different too.
Sure,
the levels go further in the playoffs.
Yeah, you get away with a little bit more, but you do. They do still call penalties nowadays in the playoffs. That's the kicker. That's just what Florida does. They get under skin. They're ratty at times, and it's just helpful to have them. I think it's a really shrewd play based on who you're going to face in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs.
I think he was the guy we were talking about on our first show as, like, kind of an easy, likely, low risk ad.
Yeah.
And they went for it, and
it was an easy one. And then the Andrew Peak, I didn't hear at the very start of the show, but, you know, interesting, good. He's got term, which is interesting. Kind of sets up what the deal looks like next season, and
potentially without forward.
Hopefully he can get to his defensive game with this Bruins. The Bruins pro scouting have done a great job, right? They have absolutely nailed these free agents and trades over the last couple of years on what players will fit in the system that they play. You hope that, and I think as a player, I think of a guy who is a defensive defenseman on a bad team defensively who wasn't going anywhere this season with a new coach at the end of the season, not a lot of structure, coming to a place like this that is the exact opposite, that has it dialed in, knows exactly where everyone's supposed to go, it should be a really good fit. He should, his game, a player like that, he should be able to fit into a system like this and really elevate and look better because of what's going on around him, because of that center defensive mindset that the Bruins have. I get the sense that he's going to pop a little bit just in being really, really solid.
Yeah, I'll reset my take because this was, you know, an hour and a half ago, audience turnover. I didn't love the trade for Peak because I do think there's risk there, not in terms of what they gave up. I don't – Zboril, they had clearly kind of run their course together. Third round pick in 2027, I don't care about. But in terms of...
I'm glad you said that. Thank God. Nobody was worried about that third-round pick, right? Okay.
But to me, the risk is he has two more years at $2.75 million, which is real money. That's what you pay third-pairing defensemen. So you better get him to a point where he's playing and he's a regular, whether that's now or certainly by next season. You can't have him be what he's been in Columbus this year, where he's falling out of favor and he's in and out of the lineup and he's healthy scratch. Like, you don't pay $2.75 million to seventh, eighth defenseman. So you're right. They obviously believe they're going to get a lot more out of him than Columbus was. They need to be right about it. Like, if they're wrong and if this is going to be more of a project than they thought they were getting into to rebuild his game, that potentially blocks you from making another move for a different right shot defenseman to round out the right side of your defense.
I wouldn't stress about it too much. Even if he's like, if it doesn't, next year the cap's going up $4 million. The Bruins don't have to deal with the Krejci Bergeron money. They can send him to the minors at 2.75 in the middle of next season. If it's really like, there's so much more flexibility going forward with a guy that's making 2.75 than this season. So I think, listen, I expect him to figure it out. I expect them to have made a good decision, a solid decision. And I think the dollars, I don't think we'll be thinking about that dollars or those contracts when the cap gets up to 87, 88, 89 million. It's just going to be it's going to feel differently, I think, where the Bruins are the next couple years. Because don't forget, Lowry's only 800, 900 for the next season anyway. Yeah. So they really should be able it shouldn't hold them up. If they get to the point where that contract is the one holding them up for making deals, they've done things wrong elsewhere on top of it. So,
well, and how do you think it affects their playoff run, right? Like, we've talked about forward long-term IR, not sure if he's coming back at all.
Let's hold this for after our final break.
Fine.
Pay the bills.
Yeah. We do have to get Razor's take on expectations for this team down the stretch and into the playoffs. Where he thinks, how he thinks they stack up. So you can still jump in. Maybe we'll have time for a phone call. 617-779.
Yeah, a phone call from Fourier.
7937. Yes, we are waiting for Christian Fourier to call.
Do you guys really think he was going to call that guy?
No, I actually did not.
Okay, good.
Nick told me he does not know when the time of the show is. So.
And he can't even get a hold. Like,
does
no
he
way.
Know the number for the station?
I was going to say. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
Your energy company is a leader in fuel delivery to homes and businesses, but it's your reliable service that earns customer trust, and why you trust your banking to Brookline Bank. Because with Brookline's full lineup of banking products for business and dedication to customer-focused service, your company has the financial fuel to power tomorrow's success. It's banking well-crafted. From Brookline Bank, member FDIC.
Still figuring out parking on a hybrid work schedule? With Spot Hero, it's already figured out. Visit spothero.com or download the free app. Search your office, pick your spot, and reserve with code EASY10 to get 10% off your first park. Spot Hero, where do you park?
Ready, set, go to your Toyota all-wheel drive headquarters for a deal on a new Toyota. You could get special low Ready, Set, Go APR financing deals through Toyota Financial Services on many of our most popular new 2024 Toyotas. You could get most any powerful Tundra hybrid or gas model with low 1.99% financing, or an all-wheel drive RAV4, including hybrid models, with affordable 4.75% financing, or select all-wheel drive Highlander gas models with affordable 4.75% financing. Plus, with a purchase or lease of any new Toyota, you get ToyotaCare, a two-year, 25,000-mile no-cost maintenance and roadside assistance plan that saves you even more. To learn more about these special offers or ToyotaCare, go to buyatoyota.com. So ready, set, go to your Toyota all-wheel drive headquarters for a deal on a new Toyota now. It all ends April 1st. See your New England Toyota dealer, your all-wheel drive headquarters. Toyota, let's go places.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina. They can stand on their tippy toes with fancy tutus and twirl around like magical princesses.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
I can't wait to grow up, because then I will leap for the stars.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
Oh boy, your front door looks like this, when it could look like this. We're Right Window and Door. A new front door is an amazing thing. The right one improves the entire look of your house. And at Right Window and Door, we make sure you get the right one. We come over with this fancy schmancy software, sit down at your dining room table, and match a ton of door styles to a pick of your house. You swipe right through them. No, no. Ooh, I like that. That wood is good. Add glass, remove the brass, customize it right on the spot. Done. It's like a dating app for doors. Only better than a dating app, because when you finally meet the door, it actually looks like the picture.
Right now, save $300 on door installation with free financing for 18 months. So make an appointment with Right Window, because your house will be closer to perfect when you match it with a perfect front door.
Call Right Window right now.
Call 800-649-3600. Quality products professionally installed for the right price. Right Window and Door.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine. MDA empowers people like me to live the best lives we can. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Red Sox fans, tune in all season to hear 2024 Ford Frick Award winner Joe Castiglione headed for Cooperstown this summer.
Can you believe it?
Every Red Sox game is live on the free Odyssey app with WEEI 93.7 FM. Don't miss a single Devers dinger.
It is off the top of the wall and gone. Home run number 31 for Rappy.
AUDACY. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Live games available for fans in market only.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Sunday Skate on WEEI.
Welcome back. Final segment of Sunday Skate. Huh?
You picked some Taylor?
I did. My choices for a Maroon song were either this or Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And I'll take Taylor Swift over Maroon 5.
Okay, so. Yeah, I agree.
I would too.
Let's go to Jay in North Carolina, who has a... This, I think, will launch us into how we're going to finish this show. Thought on a possible playoff series. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, I enjoy your program. You guys stay on point, and I really appreciate that. But anyway... people start panic about the Bruins. Don't forget, their record indicates they're one of the top echelon teams in the league. And I think the finals will be played in the Eastern Conference between the Panthers and the Bruins. I wish the Bruins had gotten a John Wensig type guy that could flatten the Panthers, because they play right on the edge. And I don't like that. And the referees should curtail it, but they're not doing it. But anyway, don't panic about the Bruins. They've got the record to prove that they can go all the way. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Jay seems like he's a Bruins fan in Carolina. He's going to show up to that playoff series wearing his Bruins jersey and just roll the dice on what happens with that.
Yeah, so...
Taking on all
you know, numbers. I think in terms of like a John Winston, I mean, Pat Maroon might be about as close to that as you get today. You know, there aren't guys who are going to fight, you know, 30, 40 times a year. Like, so Bruins Panthers would be second round series. I think what Jay means is that could determine who wins the Eastern Conference. I definitely think Rangers and Hurricanes are going to have a lot to say about that. I think those are two really good teams in the Metro. But, Razor, how do you think the Bruins stack it? Not talking about just record-wise, but what they look like in terms of how they're built for the playoffs. How do the Bruins stack up now?
Well, I think we saw this week especially. Like when they get that defensive game dialed in, I loved how simple they played this week. I've been screaming about it. I've talked to you guys about it. Simplifying in their own zone. I know the forwards want it on their stick. I know they want to come out of the zone with possession, but there's just times you have to punt it. You just have to punt it. And I thought they did a great job of getting back to that after the Islander debacle last week. I really saw a lot of opportunities where they would typically have forced plays in December and January, maybe last April, and they didn't. And they flipped it out, fought to live another day, got a change, got it in deep, whatever it was. They didn't force too much this week. And it was refreshing to me. If they do that and they have the defensive layers that they had against Toronto and Edmonton over this past week, they're such a hard out. They really are, and that's what I expected. That's what I expect from them. I expect them to be really difficult out. I expect their goalies to make saves, and then the guys make plays. David Pastrnak, Jake DeBrusk, again, go to him when we talk about how good this team is. If he gets on the board, or if he gets scoring 6 points in four games, you said earlier, it's a different group. So I'm of course, I'm bullish. I always probably will be. But again, I believe in this group, and I think this week kind of, it really enforced that for me in how they simplified at certain times. And if they can learn to turn that on and off, they're really hard.
Is their top nine good enough?
Yeah, because David Pastrnak's better than everybody else. You know, like, whose top nine's better? I guess, when it comes to a 200-foot game. If, and it has to be an if with it, right? It has to be a DeBrusk going, a Coil going. Like, they have to be chipping in. But I don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs top nine play a 200-foot game like the Bruins do.
I think Carolina, if they get Evgeny Kuznetsov on track.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricanes do.
Yep, that's the answer for sure. And Carolina absolutely has a better top nine on paper. Fortunately, you don't have to see them till May, end of May.
Yeah.
And who knows?
One thing I'm starting to think, and this will be a discussion for future weeks as we head towards the playoffs, I think this Bruins team might end up being able to embrace an underdog mentality, because I mentioned earlier, they're eighth in Stanley Cup odds now. And I feel like you're not going to find too many people who would say they're the favorites or one of the favorites on paper. I'm not going to say that. You guys know that. I've said, you know, I think they lose to Florida, but That can help you out too. Like, that can do something if you can have that kind of mindset of, hey, you know, people don't believe, even though we have such a good record, you know, listen to all these people kind of counting us out.
Well, you've seen, history has told us in the NHL, when these teams have lost first round series that they weren't supposed to, a la Tampa Bay, or the President's Cup that win it the next year, right? It's because of that expectation, that pressure is different. It feels different. They've gone through it and they've learned from it. And that's what we can certainly hope for. We won't know until April 25th, but history has told us that teams have learned from that.
All right.
No, you're going to have to acknowledge the song.
Shakira.
You're going to have to acknowledge the song. And why did I pick this?
I was going to fly right past
Did I pick it?
I don't know.
Because I told Scott, we're driving to Montreal on Wednesday. Oh. I told him 5.5 hours of Shakira on loop is what we're going to be doing in the car.
Absolutely not.
So get used to this one.
Enjoy Montreal, gang.
Yeah.
Enjoy Montreal.
We will be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day. So, guys, bring your corned beef.
Oh.
Christian Arcan coming up next. That'll do it for this week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.